Alright folks, welcome back to Nightly Calm. It's your boy, Jake Carter, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life, one restful night at a time. You know that feeling? The one where you stare at the ceiling, counting sheep that are somehow scrolling through TikTok on their phones. Yeah, we've all been there. Tonight, we're tackling a digital beast. How to manage your tech use before bed for a more blissful slumber. Ever feel like your phone is an addiction you just can't quit? Let's be real, technology has become the ultimate double-edged sword. It connects us, entertains us, and makes our lives easier in so many ways. But when it comes to bedtime, that same tech can turn into a sleep saboteur. The blue light from screens messes with your melatonin production, that's the hormone that tells your body it's time to wind down. Think of it like this. You're essentially telling your brain, hey, it's still daytime, when it's actually way past your bedtime. And trust me, your body doesn't take kindly to those mixed signals. Here are a few key takeaways that can help you get the pre-bedtime tech habit for good. First, create a digital curfew. Seriously, set a time limit for yourself and stick to it. Think of it like a bedtime for your phone. Maybe an hour before bed, start putting those devices away. Read a book, journal, take a hot bath, anything that helps you disconnect from the digital world and reconnect with yourself. Second, make your bedroom a tech-free zone. This means no phones, laptops, TV, or even smart speakers in the bedroom. That way, your space becomes a sanctuary for rest and relaxation. Think of it as a signal to your body. This is where I recharge. Third, try using blue light filtering glasses. They're like little superhero capes for your eyes, blocking out that harmful blue light from screens. You know those cool-looking glasses with the amber tint? Yeah, those are your new bedtime buddies. Fourth, replace screen time with calming activities. You've got a million options here. Reading, meditation, journaling, listening to relaxing music, anything that helps you de-stress and unwind. Think of it like this. You're trading the mental stimulation of screens for the gentle quiet of your own thoughts. And finally, don't be afraid to reach out if you need help. If you're struggling to manage your tech use, talk to a therapist or counselor. They can provide support and guidance as you work towards healthier sleep habits. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine it's 9 p.m. on a Friday night. You've just finished an intense workday. Emails are closed, projects are put aside, and the weekend is finally here. But instead of relaxing with a good book or enjoying the delicious dinner you cooked, you're glued to your phone, scrolling through endless feeds and getting lost in the digital vortex. Hours later, you're staring at the ceiling, wide awake, feeling agitated and frustrated. You know you should be sleeping, but your brain is buzzing with everything you just consumed online. That, my friends, is the vicious cycle of late-night tech use. It leaves you feeling drained, exhausted, and ultimately, more stressed than before you started scrolling. So what's the solution? Remember those key takeaways we discussed. Put them into action. Set that digital curfew, create a tech-free bedroom haven, and replace screen time with calming activities. Trust me, your body and mind will thank you for it. This isn't just about getting a good night's sleep, it's about reclaiming your evenings, finding peace within yourself, and waking up feeling refreshed and ready to conquer the day. Remember, you are in control of your digital life. Don't let technology rule your bedtime routine. Make tonight the night you start prioritizing rest and relaxation. So, what are you waiting for? Put down that phone, dim the lights, and get ready to experience the magic of a truly restful night. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends who might need a little help navigating the world of tech before bed. Until next time, keep calm and sleep well.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.